You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite stories is about a gentleman who was so excited because for the first time in his life, he got a ticket to see the Super Bowl. So he got there early and took his seat and watched the stadium begin to fill up. But he was surprised about 15 minutes before kickoff, the seat right next to him is still empty. All the other seats in the entire stadium were filled. It was time for the opening kickoff, and still, the seat next to him was empty. He couldn't figure that out. The first quarter went by, and still, no one had occupied the seat right next to him. Well, being very curious about all this, and so surprised about it, he asked the gentleman sitting on the other side of the empty seat, he said, "I'm really surprised the Super Bowl is such a tough ticket to get, and nobody's sitting in this seat." And the gentleman replied, "Well, I bought that ticket for my wife, but she died suddenly." Well, the man felt very bad and expressed his condolences, and he said, "Well, did you ask if your friends, they'd like to come to the game with you?" He said, "I asked them all, but they all went to the funeral." Once again, this Sunday, we hear Mark tell us that after Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law, he once again drove out many demons from those who were possessed. When we think of being possessed by demons, we probably conjure up images from movies like The Exorcist. Yes, there are demonic possessions and exorcisms, but in the context of today's first scripture reading from the Old Testament book of Job, we might broaden our view a bit of what kind of demons possess or overcome us in today's world. This first scripture today, often referred to as the Lament of Job, reminds us that like Job, one of our greatest demons that can sometimes possess our spirits are depression and hopelessness. Like Job, we too can sometimes think of life as a drudgery, and life's worries and troubles bring us restless and sleepless nights, depriving us of our energy for living. And the irony of it all is, despite the current economic conditions in our country, we still live in the wealthiest country in the world and have a higher standard of living than any other nation. But yet, the more we have and the better we have it, it seems like the unhappier we become. Depression, melancholy, and pessimism are at epidemic proportions, it seems like, among the old, the young, and the middle-aged. Yes, there is a little bit of Job in all of us. Like Job, we think we're pretty good people and that God should reward our goodness with good things. And when our life isn't as good as we think it should be, we get disappointed with God. We get depressed. We become moody and irritable. We have a pity party. Like Job, we forget what God had to remind him of, and that is God, and we are not. God is not always God the way that we would be God if we were God. This is not in any way to make light of anyone's personal pain or plight, for indeed suffering, pain, and disappointment are very real. But the good news that we must never forget is that God doesn't abandon us in our times of disappointment, pain, or suffering. For God comes to us in human flesh, in the person of Jesus, to give us hope and courage, not by destroying pain and suffering, but by destroying the evil demons of depression and hopelessness. God wants us to know through God's Son, Jesus, that God walks with us each and every day, that God is in solidarity with us, and that indeed, when we walk with God, we do have power to overcome all things. As one of our parishioners said last Sunday in her 3 minutes more, "I'm a big worrier," she said, "but as I've experienced God helping me through all the worrisome times of my life, I've now come to discover that the more I have to worry about, the less I worry." What a terrific insight of faith that God is always with us. And if God brings us to it, God will see us through it. Recently, I ran across an old adage that I think might be helpful to us in times when we're a bit down. It states, "Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain." Another personal help to me has been a line from a country tune that was popular a few years ago that says, "When life gets you down, spread a little love around." Job's lament today can serve to remind us all that even when life gets us down, we know that deep down in our hearts that our question to God should not be, "Why do I have it so bad?" but rather, "Why do I have it so good?" Let us seek to be open to God's power in our lives to free us from our demons. For the good news is, God always has the last word, not fear, anxiety, or depression. And let us strive to be God's instruments for bringing that healing power to others through our support, affirmation, concern, and compassion. For indeed, as the church, the body of Christ, we are called to help free our sisters and brothers from the demons of depression, hopelessness, and pessimism. This is the good news we gather here to remember and celebrate each and every Sunday. And this is the good news that we are called to proclaim to all people in our world, in word and in deed, every day of the week. It is this, and not a football game, that makes this Sunday and every day a super day.